It's the 5th of August, 1975, and it's Paul Cummings talking to... talking to Victor Spark in his office, apartment, in New York City. Background, you were born in Brooklyn,
right?
In 1898, May 16th. And you went to New York University after that. What was Brooklyn like? Was there a big family or an art interest?
I was 2 years old when we moved from Brooklyn to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Although when I was first married, we lived in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
on Columbia Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And we had left, my family still had friends in Brooklyn. One in particular neighbor,
mm-hmm.
was a colonel from the Civil War.
Who was he?
Colonel Reckitt was his name.
Yeah.
And when we visited them, that's how I became affected with interest mm-hmm. in military things. He took mm-hmm. out his sword and showed me how to cut down a Confederate who was coming up the back of in those days,
right.
Kids always played soldiers.
Right. Oh, they still do, I think. You look around so much on the street.
A little sophisticated now with television.
Yeah, I guess it changes the name of the game, but it's still the same game.
Kids 6 or 7 years old, I can watch a Western.
Right.
But in those days, they played cowboys and Indians,
mm-hmm.
and Buffalo Bill was playing.
Right, right.
And they played soldiers. I forget just how it was played.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, they picked up objects around the house
right.
and could transfer them.
Into
weapons and so forth,
right.
with a bit of imagination.
Right. Right.
Especially with a your companion's father was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He had a field.
Yeah. Now, where did you come to when you moved into Manhattan?
To Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And Madison Avenue.
So that was in
1900. I think that when I was about 3 years old, we were near there,
mm-hmm.
probably
mm-hmm.
109th Street and Park Avenue. And then we mm-hmm. moved. When I first started school at the age of 5,
mm-hmm.
I remember the number, 1815 Madison Avenue,
mm-hmm.
one block from the school.
Mm-hmm.
I passed there recently. There's a man.
It's another world. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what schools did you go to then?
Well, I went to elementary school.
Right.
And then we moved to the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued. And I went to an elementary school a block away. I think it was PS 103.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we moved to the west side, to West 109 King Street, I went to PS 10,
mm-hmm.
which was a school famous for athletics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you involved in sports?
I used to tag along with the teams,
mm-hmm.
but I run class athletics there.
Mm-hmm.
They had top athletes, even though they were small. But every evening, we would have athletics where we lived, run races, near the park. And then I went to Townsend Harris Hall, and there I
mm-hmm.
went into athletics.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the tennis team.
Mm-hmm.
And the track team and the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
good. Right. And then fun, we play soccer.
And now soccer is becoming the whole new new game.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed you went to New York University.
Yes, then I went to, moved to Hamilton Terrace,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I went to Townsend Harris Hall. It was only a block
mm-hmm.
or two away.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, it moved downtown,
mm-hmm.
but it was like a prep school for CCNY.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spent a half a year there and transferred
mm-hmm.
to NYU,
mm-hmm.
where I spent another half a year,
mm-hmm.
and then I enlisted in the Marine Corps.
Uh-huh.
Served 2 years in the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in the Marine?
I went overseas. I was in a
mm-hmm.
combat outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And, in the 6th Regiment. They had one brigade attached to an army division,
mm-hmm.
and I was a sergeant